Hey, it's Dean Bakari, and welcome to lesson number 4 of the 7 Habits course. All right, today we're going to be diving in to habit number 1, the first of the 7 habits of highly effective people. What is habit number 1? It is to be proactive. Now, there's a great quote in the book that I want to share with you about being proactive. And it's about the power of choice and how your life doesn't just happen and doesn't just turn out of nowhere. It's a result of the choices that you make. Here's what Covey tells us in the book. Quote, "Your life doesn't just happen. Whether you know it or not, it's carefully designed by you. The choices, after all, are yours. You choose happiness. You choose sadness. You choose decisiveness. You choose ambivalence. You choose success. You choose failure. You choose courage. You choose fear. Just remember that every moment, every situation provides a new choice. And in doing so, it gives you a perfect opportunity to do things differently, to produce more positive results." End quote. Love that. Now, habit 1, be proactive. What does that mean? What does it mean to be proactive? Well, first and foremost, being proactive is about taking responsibility. And if you look at that word and you split it right in half, what do you get? You get two words, response and ability, as in your ability to respond to situations, both good and bad, in your personal life as well as in your professional life, right? As it turns out, this ability to respond is critically important if we're looking to live a successful and fulfilling life. Right? Regardless of how we differ in our own personal, individual definitions of success or happiness, fulfillment, and so on, there's one thing that we've all got to get a handle on if we want to feel those zesty feelings of ultimate awesomeness, those feelings of fulfillment, and that the ability to become the most effective individual that we can. And that one thing that we've all got to get a handle on, you guessed it, is responsibility. It's the pillar of proactiveness. And proactive people take responsibility for their lives. They recognize that they themselves are response-able, regardless of situations or circumstances, regardless of conditions or conditioning, regardless of good genetics or bad genetics, born into poverty, born into wealth, regardless of all of this and more. Proactive people take full responsibility for how they choose to respond to the various dimensions of life, regardless of the cards they're dealt within them. Now, there's two broad types or categories of people when it comes to this. There's proactive, and then there's reactive. Right? Proactive people choose their behavior. Reactive people let others choose their behavior. Proactive people manage and redirect their own emotions, turning them into empowering beliefs. Reactive people let others control their emotions, giving away their emotional power to others. What do I mean by that? Well, let's say a reactive person gets cut off in traffic. Well, now their whole day is just screwed. It's ruined. They're chasing this person down the highway. They're flipping them off. They're cursing. They allow somebody that they've never even met to ruin their entire day. That's reactive. That's giving away your emotional power. If a proactive person gets cut off in traffic, hey, no big deal. Maybe a minor annoyance, but nothing to get all worked up about and lose control of your emotions over, is it? No, of course not. What else? What other differences are there between proactive people versus reactive people? Well, proactive people direct their desires. They take action towards what they want. When they set a goal, when they're clear about what they want, they've got a vision, they get after it. They start getting to work and taking action. Whereas reactive people, well, they just let others direct them, whether they realize it or not. Proactive people proudly take full responsibility over their lives and hold themselves accountable. Reactive people avoid taking responsibility and they avoid holding themselves accountable. Proactive people understand that they and they alone have the power to choose how they want to feel and behave, what they want to do, and what they want to think about in any given situation. Proactive people don't get sad when it rains outside because they carry the weather with them. It's sunny wherever they go. They bring it with them. And most importantly, again, I can't reiterate this enough, proactive people take full responsibility over their lives. Now, reactive people, on the other hand, well, they're affected by their physical environment. They rarely take responsibility, and oftentimes they just blame external circumstances, other people, everybody but themselves. Right? Even if they can blame the weather, they'll blame the weather. If it's raining outside, they feel horrible. If the weather's good and it's nice and sunny, they feel good. What kind of person allows the weather to control their emotions? Not a proactive person. How different the lives of the reactive would be if they only understood that responsibility is not about getting people to take the blame or do the work or any of that. It's about getting yourself to do the work required to take the blame and attach an empowering meaning to it. And when I say blame, what I mean by that is I'm referring to the personal blame of taking responsibility over your ability to respond to life's stimuli, right? In other words, what I'm saying is when you fall down, when you fail, when things don't go your way, are you going to stand back up and come back stronger? Or are you going to stay on the ground and let the ref count you out? Now, blaming economic conditions, workplace conditions, family conditions, however crappy they may be, is utterly useless. Right? It doesn't move us forward in life or in business. But one thing that we do have the opportunity to always tap into is the freedom of choice. We always have the freedom to choose our reactions to stimuli, even if everything else is taken away. You've always got the power of choice. You don't have to be a reactive machine. You can take responsibility. You can be proactive. And you can take control. As Dr. Covey puts it in the book, between stimulus and response is your greatest power. You have the freedom to choose your response. One of the most important things you choose is what you say. A proactive person uses proactive language. I can. I will. I prefer. A reactive person uses reactive language. I can't. I have to. If only. Reactive people believe that they are not responsible for what they say and do. They have no real choice. Right? They haven't tapped into the power of choice. So how do you become a proactive person? Well, instead of reacting to or worrying about conditions over which they have little or no control, proactive people focus their time and energy on things that they can control. Right? The problems, the challenges, the opportunities we face, right? They all fall really into two broad areas, your circle of concern and your circle of influence. Now, reactive people tend to hang out in the circle of concern, which is full of things that are out of their control, outside their sphere of control. Whereas the proactive people, the proactive among us, hang out in the circle of influence and make that as big as they possibly can. And these are all the things that they can control, that if they do something about, there will be a result. But a reactive person, again, is hanging out in the circle of concern, the stuff that's outside of their control, right? Again, as I mentioned the example a moment ago, right? If their emotions go up and down based on what the weather is outside, can they control that? We can't control whether it's going to snow tomorrow. Can't control that. So you don't want to allow that to control you. You want to focus on the stuff that you can control. So what are some actionable insights for you from this lesson? Well, here are a few ways I'm going to share with you in which you can become a more proactive person and put habit one into action in your own life. Number one, become proactive by focusing on your circle of influence. And again, to become a proactive person, focus your efforts within your circle of influence, the things that you can do something about. These are things like your health, your family, or work-related challenges. Number two, avoid reactive behavior by staying out of the circle of concern. Now, to avoid becoming a reactive person, understand that reactive people tend to focus their efforts, again, in the circle of concern. These are the things they don't have any control over or very little control over. The weather, the national debt, what's going to be on Netflix next week, Martin Scorsese's next movie. Right? Don't waste energy on stuff that you can't do anything about or things that you can do very little about. Number three, stop waiting, start acting. Stop waiting for the things that you want to happen to you and take the initiative to make them happen yourself. Growth and opportunity are there, but you got to take action rather than wait to be acted upon. Number four, pay close attention to your language. Right? If you use a lot of reactive language, it tends to become a self-fulfilling prophecy in your life because you'll look for proof to support the feelings of helplessness and negativity that surround you and that you're repeating back to yourself. Right? Learning to use proactive language can help you change your entire mindset around this and ultimately your behaviors as well. The things that we're constantly surrounding ourselves with, the things that we're saying to ourselves in our heads, the people that we talk to, the material that we read, this stuff influences our behavior, our thoughts, and eventually our circumstances. So reactive language places responsibility for what's happening on circumstances or on others, while proactive language seeks creative solutions and alternatives to unfortunate circumstances. So for example, you want to replace things like, oh, he or she makes me so angry, with phrases like, I control my own feelings. Instead of using phrases like, I can't or I have to, get in the habit of saying, I choose to or I will. Number five, create and focus upon a circle of influence in your own life. Right? All of us have a circle of concern that includes the things we focus our time and energy on. And you want to narrow that. You want to narrow the circle to include only the things that you can actually influence. By focusing your energy on what you can control rather than what you cannot, you become more proactive and your energy becomes more positive and powerful. Number six, change the way you think about mistakes from your past. These are outside of your circle of influence. Right? The way you respond to mistakes in your life influences the direction your life takes. And if you learn to admit, to respond to, and to correct the mistakes that you make, you'll experience personal growth and you'll find it easier to become a proactive person. So a quick recap of the actionable insights before we move into the next lesson. To be more proactive, practice using proactive language. Practice limiting your circle of influence to the people and things that you can truly influence, and make an effort to respond to mistakes that you make wisely.